I started the book. I stopped in the middle because I was afraid. I remember the first question you gave in your previous speech a couple of days ago, and you asked how many times did you die today? So I know that I have died a lot of times, but I would like your opinion if fear is like a state that, like a sign. I mean, I've learned to progress through dying.
Good, good. So
I would like to ask you if you have faced the same states in your success, and also if we conquer our inner state, we are closer to what we call God. Where do you put the limits? Because I believe that if a person is fearless, limitless, timeless, this could be also dangerous for all humanity. I mean, if it is not used in a proper way, because we are people that have created this reality, it is dangerous to have this power.
You still believe that the others who can conquer immortality or deathlessness, but just don't worry about the others. The others, you know, it's are all on your payroll. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
The world, the entire world is on your payroll. You are the one who is distributing life or death to the others. And the others are just reflecting what you are. Now, if the others will arrive to the point to have such a power, it means that you gave them this power. And if you are in charge, I mean, that is nothing that can be outside of your administration, let's say, okay, inner administration. Then the others are just reflecting what you are within yourself and sometimes what you are not. You don't worry about the power that the humanity can receive if they achieve this absence of death, absence of fear. Don't worry about it. Be concerned about you yourself, and you will see that you have to conquer something within yourself, which is fear, still fear, lying, death, and many negative emotions. This is our job, nothing else. This is your job. Humanity itself can do without you yourself. Humanity is non-existent without you. Humanity depends upon you yourself. And this is not trying to, let's say, tickle your egocentrism or your vanity. It is just to tell you when you reach that maturity that you are in charge of your fears and death within yourself, you will see that the entire humanity will achieve that power.